It is Byron Nelson Week, the AT&T Byron Nelson, and we're going to talk a lot about the Nelson tomorrow. And, oh, what's this? What's going on?
Oh, it's, oh, God.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What's going on, brah?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, brah.
Hey.
Where's my music? Crank it up.
It's hey, dude, we're on the air.
Who's that? Is that Crazy Trey in there?
Hey, Chris, we're on the air.
Yeah. What are you two homos up to?
On the air. What did you just say? We're doing our show.
Can you leave us alone?
I totally like you guys. I tell you, normally I don't hang out with fivers.
What's fivers? A fiver?
But you guys are all right. Fivers? Yeah. Guys in the Five Fig Club. You guys only make five figs a year, you know, right. So, you know, I'm six figs. So, right. You know, normally don't associate, but you guys are so cool and fun to hang out with, you know.
Oh, well, thanks.
That's why I thought I would. I was just heading by here, going down to sales to make a few million-dollar deals. Mm-hmm. And I saw you guys in here, and I'm like, dude, brah, these guys still work here? What's up? I'm going to go say hi to him. And thought I'd invite you guys out to the Byron this weekend.
Okay, it's Nelson. Called the Nelson.
Yeah, I'm heading out to the Byron. I wanted to invite you. You can join me. We're going to take my cigarette boat down there and...
What, and put it in the Trinity River?
Yeah, down the Trinity. Yeah, but cigarette boat down the Trinity, man. It only takes like 2 minutes to get there. It's awesome.
I don't think people take totally boats awesome. That big.
Come on, you guys have fun. We'll have lots of hot chicks there, you know.
Pavilion? And,
yeah, the pavilion's going to be just cranking, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be totally cranking.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of hot chicks with legs like 7-Eleven, you know what I'm saying?
Like 7-Eleven.
Always open. You guys know that.
Don't talk like that.
Man, dude, I'm going to have to move to Cali here pretty soon.
Why?
Because I've tagged every chick who's an 8 or above from, like, Tyler to Stephenville. I, like, covered that territory, like, twice.
Say
I'm like a mountain lion, man. I can cover some territory, just stunning every bee, you know?
I wish we could all be like you, Chris.
So we can go out there. Come on, George. You and I can get us some hot twins or something.
Well, how about just going and watching
maybe
some golf?
Maybe go family style on a cougar, you know?
What is
shoot
that?
Me, man.
What is that?
Come on. We can make eye contact.
I don't even know what you're
Know what you're talking about. Take you out to the tournament.
Well, I'm going, but
come
I don't
on,
need
bro.
To go with him.
Come on, bro. I'll be hanging out with, like, Cubes and D-Press.
D-Press.
Dak Prescott, yeah.
Right.
I forget what he goes by in, you know, the plebeian life, you know. But anyway, and
Dak,
Zell's going to be with us.
Zell.
Zeke Elliott. We call him Zell.
God. Nobody calls him
that. That's what we call him.
You don't know any of these people.
And then after all the golfing's done, we'll be hanging with Tones and Jorspe.
I hope you're not talking about Jordan Spieth. No one calls
him. Oh, you've
him
heard of him. Yeah. Well, yes, I think he like, plays golf or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just a cool bra, man. We just hang out all the time.
Yeah,
I forgot he was a golfer. You're right. I think you're right on that.
Yes, we're right.
Yeah,
one of the best players
we're
going to
be
the
hitting
world.
The clubs. We'll be going to Plush. Yeah. And Push,
uh-huh.
And then maybe head over to Crank, then take my Aston Martin over to Bone, maybe Boink, maybe probably head up over Snort, probably end up at Snort.
Is that where you're going to be?
Yeah, bottle service, whole deal, man. Yeah. You guys have never lived the high life, man.
You got quite a life.
Yeah, dude, stop sweating me, George. I noticed you're sweating me.
How am I sweating?
You're just kind of sweating me, you know?
I'm not sweating you.
Yeah, you know, maybe we should head out to lunch together sometime. You and me, George, make a few million-dollar deals. Over some martinis or something like that.
Okay. That sounds semi-entertaining.
Yeah. We'll take my Aston, man. Oh, man, I can't take my Aston because I just sold it for twice what I paid for it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very rare in a car deal.
I just bought Tom Hicks' old house.
You did?
What?
Yeah, mainly for the red room. He had like a really kick-ass red room, you know. Get my kink on! Yeah!
Wasn't that like a $30 million house?
Yeah, I think so.
I tell you what, George and I are almost exactly alike. We're so alike,
I don't think
man.
So.
Always horny. Yeah,
no.
So, yeah. That's, and so
I don't describe myself that way.
We should head out there and maybe hit the red room afterwards, do a little workout.
I don't want to go to any room with you.
Yeah, come on.
No. Hey, Chris, I hate to bring this up on the air, but I just...
Yeah, dude, I probably got to get going.
I saw a memo circulating in sales, and there were three salespeople that were on the watch list. It was put out by Alec, and your name was one of the three, and it's because
Alec works
and it's because none of those three had sold one thing this entire year.
Not
oh,
one
God,
thing?
They published that? Oh, my God!
I didn't mean to make him jump through the window, but he's...
You do it every time.
Look at that. I can see him. He's not moving. I guess we'll call 911. I don't really want to, but...
I see douche Jesus.
Don't ever say that term. He's fine. Just, hey, just get up and walk out of the studio.
I'm back, you hummus!
I knew he was
hummus. Total Homo sapiens, both of you!
All right, see ya. There goes Chris. Look for him out at the Byron Nelson.